Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. This is definitely the last podcast for the month of May of the year 2018 for me, because the next time I podcast will be in the summer months, officially in the summer months. And I'm so excited because summer is my time to come alive, whether I like it or not, or choose it or not. I feel that in the summer months, I thrive. I don't know if it's because of the heat or the sunshine, vitamin D, but I just revel in it. It's amazing for me. I physically am changed, and I have lived in places where the seasons change, and I feel that the summer months are when I'm the strongest. I really do. I'm so excited, and I keep forgetting that I'm that old. I'm going to be 47 in July, and I can't believe it because I feel like I'm 25. At my son's graduation last week, at least five people stopped me and thanked me for inspiring them and making them feel empowered. And actually, one of the women, she used the phrase, if she can do it, I can do it too. And that made me really happy, because it's true. If I can do it, you can do it. Because I'm 5'2", I have scoliosis, and I'm almost 47. I run ugly. I breathe damaged. I have leftover damage from the years of smoking cigarettes, and I can still do it. And the point that I'm trying to make is anybody can do it. I'm not special. I'm not different. I'm just dedicated, and I'm disciplined. And if my discipline inspires you to become disciplined in your life, then that's what it's all about. This morning, I woke up very early, because I have three clients, one sick friend in the hospital, and I'm going to make a special something for my son. I'm trying to spend as much time with my son as possible before he goes away to college. His graduation went seamlessly. He looked happy and confident, and he was one of 43 out of 269 children that completed all of his life in one school. That was very important to me as a parent. To keep him in one place. Prior to my divorce, I had no idea I was going to get a divorce. Stability was a big, big goal in my life to give to my child. I moved around so much in my life, and from continent to continent and place to place and home to home and other people's homes and all kinds of transitions that are not healthy. I'm grateful for them. When I look back, I am very thankful. I learned so much. I met so many people. But it really does harm the growth of a child. Because I am a lemonade maker, I extracted all of the goodness of those moments in my youth. But I know how urgently important it is to have stability for a child growing and learning and thriving. And Roman, my son, was fortunate to have a stable home and a stable school life, which is everything for a child. And I know when I speak to him that the proof is in the pudding, the results are there. And there's no question I was successful in that aspect. What happens after graduation? I mean, I've blogged and podcasted about empty nesting, and I've had a lot of time to think about it. And I have to tell you, it's a weird feeling. He hasn't left yet, and I'm trying not to anticipate that feeling. I'm trying to live in the moment as a true yogi does, but it's difficult. There is no question. I feel out of place. He graduated, but I did too. His institution on a daily basis is done. And now I feel like I'm searching for my institution. It's the weirdest thing. And it's not that my son and I are connected at umbilical cord or anything like that. It's breaking habits. It's not easy, you know, breaking a habit. As you know, it takes so many days to break a habit, according to so-and-so. But the truth of the matter is you can break a habit in 3 minutes if you felt like it. This habit is a little weird. Gotta tell you, I've never been in this situation, and I'll never be in this situation again. So as it develops, I will share with the people listening to this podcast and in my newsletter, because if you haven't been here yet, it's an interesting feeling. It's definitely a learning experience. I've been practicing a lot of yoga since I got back from Baltimore because the weather just sucks. Also, my favorite trainer, Grant Weeditz, is just exploding onto the fitness map, as he should. Anything great cannot be contained. It should shine bright. And so I'm trying to find a new balance to my fitness, my own fitness schedule. And I found this great place in, I don't know if it's Wynwood or Midtown. It's called Soul Yoga, owned by Canadian people. Yes, from Toronto, my favorite place. And it's just lovely. And I've been going there a lot. I've been practicing yoga for over 20 years. I am not a fad yogi. I am a certified yoga teacher and have been for years. But more than that, I'm a practitioner for more than 2 decades. This place is very unique and I highly recommend it. Today and tomorrow, I will be working on LunchologyMiami.com's commercial, not to replace Hugo Fresh commercial, because that's my favorite and first commercial ever. But yeah, for sure. The girls at Lunchology, their food is outrageous. And Leah and I have become friends through the promotion of her product. And it's just a magical collaboration. So by tomorrow, I will have that commercial done. I'm also working on a new commercial for Atma Beauty and Med Spa. That one's a little more difficult because they have so many wonderful things to offer. I mean, look, I'm not a girly girl, but I'm a woman. And there are times that I need to look like a woman and have the hair done and the nails did and all that stuff. And as much as I'm always in workout clothing and sans makeup, Atma Beauty is a turnkey operation where you just walk in and you leave complete. They've done everything with the highest products, quality, talent. It's like you're in LA. It's an interesting place. It's in Sunset Harbor. So I'm working on a commercial for them. This week I'll start coaching over there. And it's not my first salon, actually. Salons make a lot of money. And the hacking of the growth of a beauty salon is very interesting. I would compare it to an advertising firm that I coached at, one of the actually the 8th largest advertising firm in the United States. The minds remind me of that. They're creatives. And so business, the aspect of business is not urgent. And so it's interesting to be in an environment like that. I'll start coaching there this week. I'm so excited. And on Tuesday, I will be representing new products that I truly believe in that we use every single day. And if you've noticed in my broadcast, doesn't matter what the platform is, I only endorse products that are good for your body or for your health or for your soul. I'm not interested in selling clothing or vape or diet teas or anything like that. I am interested in selling things that make your life easier, better, and of higher quality. And on Tuesday, I'm going to finally sign a contract with this product that we use every single day, both men and women. And I'm very excited about this because it's almost like babies and cake and birth and death. It just never stops, this product. So be on the lookout for that. Stay tuned. And that's pretty much what's on the forefront. Now, listen, newsletter is where you're going to get the hardcore information, the deets, the times, places, I know Paraíso, the swimsuit week is coming in July, but all of the dates and all of the times I'm going to put in my newsletter, because when I'm talking on the podcast or Instagramming or Facebooking, you know, I leave out the details just because they're ugly. I mean, who wants to look at times and dates? So it's in the newsletter. So if you want to be familiar with what's going on with At Revite, just log on to AT as in Tom, RE, V as in Victor, E-T as in Tom.com. Go on to the subscription box and just check it. And there you'll get the information that I always get DMs about. Magda, you didn't let me know. That's where you're going to get the info. Always. The weather in Miami is not nice right now. But even on a not nice day, the weather in Miami rocks. So today I am going to, like I said, work, visit a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine that I love that's in the hospital. And after that, I'm going to enjoy my day and this beautiful weather that we're having. Summer, I hope that your summer is beautiful and full of love and greatness. And yeah, so I'm going to call this podcast Summer Loving. I have indeed fulfilled my goal for this year so far. Haven't to the letter of every week podcasting. Last 2 years, my goal was to complete a movie every week, which I did. I blasted through that one. This year, it was to podcast every week. There are so many changes going on in my life. Personally, it's really a hurricane, and I'm having so much fun. I can't tell you in the middle of this hurricane, because it's fun not to know. And as a true yogi, like I said earlier, living in the moment is something that's always been very difficult for me, because organization is the key to success. Anticipation of what's coming is also a great tool to live with. I am learning to just let go. If it meant to be, it'll be. And it's so amazing, that freedom. I think it's sexy as fuck to live like that. I haven't always lived like that, but this year has really humbled me. I really am out of control, in the sense of I've done everything I possibly can to help myself and my son and my family and all of my life. And now I just have to sit back and wait. It's the coolest thing ever. So if you guys have any inquiries about anything I said on this podcast, anything you've seen on my broadcast in any way, shape or form, please send me a PM, a DM, an email, a text, and I will respond. If you've noticed, my habits on Instagram have changed quite a bit, because I just can't keep up with it all. So what I've done is I've designated Mondays as my response day. And I'm pretty consistent. So if you've noticed, for the past 4 months, on Mondays, I respond. It's important to respond to anyone that reaches out to you, that wants to communicate with you. I think it's rude not to, but guys, give me, just so you know, I'm giving myself a week to respond to everybody. And in this form, I am able to respond to everybody. This year, I'm going to be traveling quite a bit, relocating, and, I'm just so grateful for your patience. So tomorrow I will share my Lunchology commercial. I'm so happy because it reminds me a lot of me and my dad. My dad used to wrap up a commercial in 2 seconds. And I'm actually pretty gifted myself. So it's so fun. So Summer Loving, I hope you have a great summer. Much love to you and your family. Travel, exercise, be healthy. And yeah, at revite.com. Log in and subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks for listening. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why.
You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.